Today in our first reading, we see this moment when the Israelites go astray. They worship the molten calf. Why do they do this? They're fearful. They're afraid of the fact that they're kind of here in the desert. They don't have anybody around. Moses has gone up the mountain, and he's been gone for 40 days. So it's kind of a time of loneliness, a time of kind of uncertainty for them. Sure, they got through the Red Sea. Sure, they got away from the Egyptians. But now, what are they going to do? They're here in the desert. And so they ask Aaron to create a molten calf, which they worship. I think in our own time, in our own lives, we sometimes do this too. We look for something to give ourselves to, something to put our trust in, even though we sort of know in the back of our mind, this isn't going to do it. This isn't going to help. This isn't going to really solve my problems. But we put ourselves in a situation where we sort of talk ourselves into something like, I'm going to find some security in this, and so I'm going to do this, or I'm going to put my trust in this. And of course, it never pans out very well for us. So we see that Moses is up on the mountain. God tells him, the people are depraved, you got to go back. And he's sort of speaking with Moses. And I wonder sometimes if it's not like that for our guardian angels, or for the saints, or for our Blessed Mother, or maybe even the Lord Himself, at times just looking at our situations, what we're doing, and I wonder if they say sometimes, why are they doing that? Why don't they just put their faith and their trust in Jesus? Why don't they just put their faith and trust in God? Why do they put their trust and their faith in these other things? And so I guess, as we are facing many unknowns right now, many uncertainties, what are you trying to put your faith in? Where is your at the root? Where is your faith? What is it in? Is it in your finances? Those can be taken away. Is it in your health? That can be taken away. Is it in some kind of status or relationship? We have many things that we put our trust in, and yet the only thing that's going to fully provide for us is God, if we put our faith and our trust in God. So today, as we celebrate Mass, let's try to remind ourselves and help ourselves to, again, put our faith and our trust, everything we have, in the hands of God.